Hello, my name is Della Kopp with CPA.com. Welcome to the 2020 Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Brian Sethoff, CEO and co-founder of Tally Street, one of our four Startup Accelerator 2020 winners. Brian, please share a little bit about yourself and your company.
Yeah, I'm happy to, and thanks for inviting me to this podcast. Mm-hmm. For small and mid-sized businesses who want to grow and get paid, Tally Street delivers or helps drive customer success for those businesses by using accounting data to find opportunities and help them anticipate problems before they happen. The inspiration or the idea from Tally Street really came from a combination of my own prior experience. I spent most of my career in software, big data, analytics, but then about 4 or 5 years ago, I transitioned and started a traditional small business, a liquor distributorship in Boston, Massachusetts. And I really quickly discovered that I missed having the same access to data, analytics, customer insights that I was used to having in the kind of software, startup, high growth world. I looked around for solutions and couldn't find any. And then researching this problem basically realize that all small businesses, one thing they do have in common is they all have accounting systems. And those accounting systems are usually full of customer data, sales invoices, sales receipts. So our goal is to basically mine that accounting data from their accounting system and bring those small businesses and their accountants and their advisors the insights that large enterprises have been successfully using for years to these small businesses so they can grow their own sales, they can improve cash flow, and they can better align the finance and revenue operations within their companies with marketing and sales and customer success.
So I applaud you for bringing that solution to others that were probably struggling just like you were.
Yeah, there are a few things we're doing that, thanks for saying that. There are a few things we're doing in that area. One example I like to give is, again, I spent a lot of my career in the software as a service space, and there's certain metrics around customer retention, revenue retention, and so on, that were really refined in that space. And we think they apply to other businesses too. You don't have to be a software company to care about how you're retaining customers or how you're growing sales to existing customers. So we're really taking that combined experience of, in two different industries or at least types of companies and bringing them together to, again, give these small and mid-sized firms the same kind of tools and techniques that large enterprises have, but for the first time in a way that they can afford, access to those tools and in a way they can use them without having their own internal teams of data scientists.
Very true. So Brian, I wanted to talk to you about the Digital CPA Conference and the opportunities it brings as a knowledge learning setting and support management that is occurring amidst the acceleration of change that we're going through. Most importantly, presenters that we bring to the conference, they share their knowledge and experience and bring further insight into what's next now. So the different learning opportunities at the conference focus on driving transformation of practice areas, introducing emerging technologies, and leading innovation and research. The Digital CPA Conference and the virtual event this year bring together individuals in the profession to share practical strategies and applications to develop future-ready firms. So Brian, would you share how you would enable the Digital CPA community to be successful?
Yeah, happy to share some thoughts, and one of them will be something you just mentioned about a minute ago. But first, it was, it's now been almost 10 years since Marc Andreessen said that software is eating the world. And since then, more and more companies have software at their core, whether they develop it or use software that others have developed. And that's true even if what they're selling are physical products or professional services, such as CPAs offering accounting services. Kind of second, at the same time, the world of big data is just expanding exponentially. You can Google and find lots of quotes and people saying things like 90% of the world's data, all of the world's data was produced in just the last 2 years. And in two more years, that'll still be true. So the numbers are just mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. And then the third is what you alluded to a couple minutes ago, which is the transition to cloud-based systems. And yeah, we've, you know, the industry has been talking about this for years, but this pandemic in 2020 has certainly crammed years of change into just months. And what that means when we think about better use of software and technology and access to the data is that the data are actually accessible. Rather than being on some back office, you know, server hidden in a closet, they're now in the cloud where they can be, where the same data, the same systems can be integrated with other systems. And that just multiplies, magnifies the value of that data. So that's really how TallyStreet can help and what we're doing. We think digital CPAs are perfectly positioned to help their small and mid-sized business clients make this transition, really capitalize on these three trends and be more successful. CPAs are already managing their clients' accounting systems. What hasn't been, I don't think, fully appreciated is that those systems are literally, they're gold mines of customer data and insights that have really gone largely untapped. So what we're building at TallyStreet is smart software to help CPAs, again, leverage or multiply the value of what they're already doing, managing accounting data for their clients, to help those clients find the customer stories and insights that they need to make better decisions and be more successful in their own businesses.
So it really sounds like TallyStreet is focused on that driving of transformation. And I can hear from your sharing that client accounting advisory services are definitely a focal point. And do you want to expand on that a little bit more?
Yeah, great point, great question. And you know, we also hear a lot about artificial intelligence, machine learning, the impact mm-hmm. that will have. And what we see is, you know, one impact that smart software will have is, back to Mark Andreessen's quote about software eating the world, is it will do more of the transactional task-oriented work that has traditionally consumed so much of accountants, CPAs' time. And that's time that clients actually don't really enjoy paying for anyway, right? So if smart software can automate that, simplify that, and give CPAs time back, that can be used to boost utilization rates by offering much more valuable and helpful services to clients. So the other thing smart software does is exactly that. It enables moving up the value chain and being able to give clients the analytics, the insights, the advice, not just about finances and taxes, but about what really drives their cash flow in the end, which is their customers, their interactions with their customers, their sales, and how well they're able to collect on those sales, collect payments from their customers. You know, getting your hands on these large volumes of data that we've talked about, you know, has been possible for a long time. It was just really hard and really expensive. So that's why people didn't do it very frequently, maybe four times a year, every quarter. But now with smart software, we can have that at our fingertips all the time, and we can understand data and use it to a level that previously just didn't make business sense, financial sense. So that's really the challenge we tackled and are solving at TallyStreet is building software, building a software service that CPAs can use to first attract more clients to client accounting services, and then to up-level those client accounting services to provide the extra customer insights and advice that businesses really need. And the result is we think, you know, both parties win at the same time. The clients know much more about their customers, about their sales history, their payment history, the risk associated with both of those. And then CPAs can grow their own services in their own firms and become a more valuable member of their client's team, something that really contributes to the revenue and growth of that business, of that client, rather than, I think, often being perceived as kind of a cost or a necessary thing that has to be done that doesn't actually contribute to the company's growth.
That makes sense. So let me ask you then, when you are speaking with a CPA or a firm in general, and you mention the term either artificial intelligence or machine learning, Can you share the type of reaction you receive? Is there curiosity? Do they want to move their business forward and look at solutions that can be helpful for their customers? Can you share some thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's funny. Actually, it's why I often use the term smart software instead of artificial intelligence and machine learning, because I find those terms, they're, on one hand, they're a little scary. On the other hand, they just get kind of overused and abused in lots of different ways that just confuse everybody. So it's really, those are underlying tools that people shouldn't really need to care about that much, right? But they're tools that are needed to create smart software. I guess my, you know, the other thing I hear as I talk to CPAs is that, you know, they understand the kind of the trends that we talked about earlier and where the profession is moving, what their clients will need, you know, how the world is changing and will continue to change. But they tend to hesitate. And I think there's, you know, it's new. It takes some time to get comfortable. It takes some time to build confidence. I think there's also an attitude of, you know, wanting to know the real nuts and bolts of everything and have all the answers. And a key point we actually make a lot with doing the more advising or consulting oriented work is the first step is not really having the answers. You don't really need those to get started. So we encourage people just like do it, get started right away. Start by helping clients ask the right questions. And if you can help them find areas to dig into more, if you can help them ask the right questions, then you can help them answer those questions together. And that's where that extra consulting and advisory work really starts to kick in. So, I, you know, again, we would say just do it, get started. The tools are there. There's absolutely no reason to wait.
Well, thank you for bringing that definition to more clarity. So Brian, again, thanks for sharing your thoughts on the topics of client accounting advisory services. We have seen that just escalate over 2020, and then the smart software thought process as well, and what Telestreet brings to the profession. It really, I think, does help with the transformation of practice areas. Are there any last final words you would like to share?
Thanks again for having me. I would just stress again, you know, we've had so much change in 2020. Again, change that we thought would take years to happen took only months. And I think it's a great example of what we can all accomplish if we just jump in and do it. And in 2020, we were kind of forced to. But we can force ourselves to continue doing it. And these transformations and acceleration of these changes in the professions are entirely within our ability and our control, and everybody will be better for it. So let's just get going.
Great advice. Brian, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate your insight today.
Thank you.